producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friday, October the 9th on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, John Lennon, and Facebook occupier Ken Kessler. Let's see what's going on here when you're, I was thinking it was all quiet on the Western Front, but not on the Eastern Front, where the Nobel Prize winners are celebrating today, the National Dialogue Quartet.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever, combining the harmony of Barbershop Quartet with the music of Sting, please welcome the Ragtime Gal!
You don't have to put on that red, red light!
Days are over. You don't have to sell your body to the night.
Sting and Jimmy Fallon.
You don't have to wear that.
All right, so this is the Nobel Prize season. And for those of you who are trying to connect the dots here, I have cleverly suggested that if we had some barbershop music in the background, it might be a good introduction to the so-called National Dialogue Quartet.
And I found something appropriate that we could all enjoy, Doug.
That's very nice, Richie. Thank you very much.
Because I know you love Jimmy Fallon so much.
Well, I don't mind him. I just don't think he's funny. Yeah, he's a very interesting guy. He's got a good job, and I hope he keeps it. So the National Dialogue Quartet, for those of you who don't know, are the coalition of leaders that helped Tunisia build democracy after their revolution a couple of years ago. And now it's a coalition that beat out people like Pope Francis, German Chancellor Merkel, to win the top prize because the Pope was on the list, and so was Mrs. Merkel. But these four people identify, if you look at their picture, you think, oh, well, these people aren't Muslims. Look, they're dressed in suits, no turbans, nothing. Mohamed Fadel Mafoula, president of the Tunisian Order of Lawyers. Wydad Boukamaoui, president of the Tunisian Confederation of Industry. Abdessar Ben Moussa, the Tunisian Human Rights League president. And Hussein Abbasi, secretary general of the Tunisian General Labor Union. They are the ones known as the National Dialogue Quartet who won the Nobel Peace Prize for their decisive contribution to the building of a pluralistic democracy. Pretty cool, huh? Anybody even know where Tunisia is? How many people raise your hands if you know where Tunisia is?
It's in Africa, isn't it? Where is Tunisia? I don't know. Where is it? What
look
continent?
Around. Look around.
Tell me what look continent.
I'm not going to tell you.
You don't
it's not
know
my
either.
Job to tell you.
You don't know either.
How do you know I don't know?
Because you would tell me if you knew.
No, I wouldn't. I'm tired of doing all of that.
Oh, please.
I'm tired of being the teacher and telling everybody what they should know.
It's North Africa, you
think.
Big jerk. I was right.
I'm a big jerk now. We go from Richie telling me to shut up to you telling me I'm a big jerk.
I'm not allowed to tell you to shut up anymore.
She's not allowed to tell me that I'm a big jerk.
Actually, you know what?
Anymore.
She didn't
told
know.
Me they're next to Morocco.
I am allowed to tell you to shut up.
Me?
Yeah.
Me.
You said I can't tell Jennifer to shut up.
No.
Which I don't really remember, by the way.
This is, the Moroccan, it's very interesting where they are. Northern Africa, Morocco, Egypt, Tunisia, just, by the way, north a little bit of Nigeria. It's a very interesting contrast. What happens in Northern Africa versus what happens sort of
I'm
like along around the Horn of Africa. Why are you mad at me?
Because you hung me out to dry, making me feel dumb.
I didn't make you feel dumb at all.
Yeah.
I'm not responsible for how you feel. If you feel that
you
way,
are.
That's your problem, not
you
mine.
You totally made me hug me out to dry.
No,
like
no,
yesterday's
no,
underwear.
No. Really?
But Jennifer, that's like a
you're wearing yesterday's underwear?
That's like an abuser saying you made me hit you.
That's yeah, right. You made me hit. Yeah, I'm like,
you
Africa, isn't it? And you're like, I'm not going to tell you, you dummy.
I didn't say you dummy. I never said those words. Hey, never came out of my mouth.
From Barbershop Quartets, have you ever heard of the band called the Chicken Ears?
No, it sounds great, though. I knew we could make this into something good.
Good Lord. This is Jimmy Fallon and Blake Shelton.
My God. Be good day program.
They're all dressed like chickens.
Of course they are. It's a chicken.
Hey,
quartet.
Jennifer, when Blake Shelton is dressed like a chicken, is he still hot to you?
Yes.
All right, he's hanging around with Gloria Stefani, though, right? Gwen Stefani? Gwen Stefani.
Gloria Stefani.
He's Gloria Stefani. Gloria, wait a minute. Gloria Estefani.
Yes, Gloria Estefani and Blake Shelton are dating. Write that down.
Are they really?
No.
No. All right. So speaking of dating, the new organization, I guess the organization, business, those who are supporters of Uber, big business, now have another choice. It's called the Lyft, L-Y-F-T. And the difference between how Uber does its business and Lyft does its business, a couple of different ways, but Lyft has a partnership with Hertz so that a driver who wants to work for Lyft can get a cheap car, rent a car cheaply from Hertz. You don't have to own your car. Hertz will allow people who don't have cars or who don't have cars that meet Lyft requirement to rent a Hertz car at a discount.
Brilliant.
Isn't that a good idea?
Well, because you can drive Lyft. I mean, Lyft is very similar to Uber.
It's almost the same.
I mean, I've actually used Lyft more than Uber.
Have you?
And, they're just more available in my area.
Oh.
But, the thing is if you...
That speaks well for Uber. Excuse me. Go ahead. You took a shot at me.
No, I defended myself.
Yeah, no,
Mean.
All right, so go ahead.
Anyway, the Lyft is the same as Uber, but if you have a crappy car now and you've wanted to drive for Lyft, now this is a way that you can actually drive and make money. But did you hear that President Obama is striking out against Uber?
Well, I'll make them more successful.
He said they don't pay a living wage.
Oh, good for them. And taxi drivers get
all
a living wage.
All these people are forced to go out and put Uber stickers on their car and drive around and pick up people.
My son looked into this. As a matter of fact, Richie, you have the best story. The fellow that works in there that has
Uber. He's one of Laura Ingram's producers.
Yeah.
Laura's
in the next studio.
She's right in the next studio. He's about an hour and 15 minutes away from the studios. Hmm. So he decided he was going to get an Uber license, and on his way into D.C., and on his way home from D.C., take people with his Uber license, and instead of paying $60 to $70 a week to get here, he's making a couple of $100 a week.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart. Okay, the final wrinkle in this story is a focus on the value of those taxi medallions. I know specifically in Boston, where before Uber existed, a taxi medallion would sell for almost $1 million.
A friend of mine has a limo in New York, and it's over $1 million.
Because of the advent of Uber, and to a lesser extent, Lyft, the value of a cab medallion in Boston now is under $100,000.
Really?
Yep. That's how much they've affected the business here, and they still don't get it. They don't get that people don't want to ride in their dirty, stinking cabs smelling like urine, leftover tobacco, and the guys driving don't have a lick of understanding of the language that we speak in our country. They're getting exactly what they deserve. Competition is what makes America great. And these people are competing on a level that is so far superior, both Lyft and Uber, so far superior to most of the ordinary cabs in most cities in our country. They have nothing, nobody to blame but themselves. And all they want to do is put Uber out of business. They aren't going to put Uber out. Uber is currently valued at over $5 billion. That's how much money they have. That's how much business they do. And these guys, all it is a software program. They don't own anything. It's brilliant. They have no ownership of the cars. They have no employees other than California, where the Moronis there have decided that in order to drive for Uber, you got to be an employee, so you get all the benefits, blah, 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 blah. Well,
their East Coast regional office is here in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
So they've got, I think, 100 employees, but, I mean, they have an East Coast and a West Coast office.
That's it. That's all they have to have. Brilliant. Great American stories for them.
That irks me, Jennifer, about the government, President Obama, saying that they don't make a living wage.
He's so out of touch. Jesus, he doesn't even begin to get it. He'll be driving an Uber cab in a couple of years. How's that? Okay.
Could you imagine that ride? That'd be pretty cool, actually.
You think he'd have his Nobel Peace Prize hanging over the rearview mirror?
Yeah. All right.
Hey, just hanging my prize.
All right.
Next
most
to the pine tree.
Most of America has a problem with their blood pressure. 60% of those who are over the age of 60 have high blood pressure. Do you know that?
Yeah.
The National Institute of Health told us the story. Now we have a story for them, and more importantly, from you. The blood system that we have in our bodies, monitored by people like Dr. Ken Kronaus, who's a cardiologist, appears on this program every week. And on the weekend, we do a Good Day Health program for 2 hours every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 East Coast time, which you can join. He's so ahead of the curve and so supportive of the message that comes from the Neogenis Labs, all about Neo40 and Superbeats. Because what these two products do, and this is borne out by how many professional athletes swear by it, Olympic athletes that swear by it, you can save your life by getting your blood pressure down from where it is. If it's too high, you can keep it where it needs to be. If it is in a good place, keep it there, because of the interaction of nitric oxide, which is the main reason that Super Beats does so well, because the main component of beets in that fabric, the fiber of the beet, is a product that generates nitric oxide, which opens up all the arteries and veins in your system. Get the benefits of three whole beets in one teaspoon of Super Beets. No beet taste. Matter of fact, start your day with Neo 40. It's a capsule that melts in your mouth, absorbed into your system right away, gives you energy. Don't need that cup of coffee anymore. You need this. And during the day, the pick-me-up comes from a glass of water mixed with the Super Beets. Yum, yum. Good, good. Great, great. Hooray, hooray. Here's the offer. Buy two boxes of Neo 40. Get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets, the free book on nitric oxide that explains how it works in your body, the free saliva testing strips, and free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com for Super Beets and related products. 800-655-4183. Again, call them now. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Molly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Potty odor pee.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Well, 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 let's have a little John Lennon concert.
Gonna get yourself together, darling. Join the human race.
John Winston Lennon. I just stubbed my toe.
Aww,
you're sitting down. How did you stub your toe?
And I had to shut the microphone off quickly.
Did you say a bad word?
I didn't say a bad word. All right, anyway, let's honor John Lennon, composer, musician, 1/4 of the Beatles, husband of, what was his first wife's name? I don't even want to mention his second wife's name because she's such a pain. Father of Julian and Sean, born on this date, 1940 in Liverpool. He would have been 75 today had he lived. Can you imagine what the world would be like without the influence of the Beatles in terms of music? It's amazing. I don't think there's anybody anyway who doesn't know something about the Beatles. He's responsible for our thought of the day today. And it comes loud and clear through this song. He wrote once, when I was 5, my mother always told me that happiness was the key to life. When I went to school, they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I wrote down, happy. They told me I didn't understand the assignment, and I told them they didn't understand life.
Oh, wow.
How about that for profundity?
Pretty deep.
Isn't that pretty good?
A 5-year-old. He made that up. There's no way a 5-year-old said that.
You know what? Doesn't make you how old you are.
When he went to school.
He tells the story as an adult. But think about it. When I went to school, they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I wrote down happy. They told me I didn't understand the assignment. I told them they didn't understand life. One of the things that I find make it wonderful to be happy if you have it, you know. You can be happier. I've had it both ways, my father used to say, with and without, I'll take it with, please. John's widow, he lived a good life, plenty of money. His wife is better off than he was, but economically. Anyway, how many of the songs that he wrote for the Beatles can you name? How many things that he did on his own after the Beatles broke up? He was given the Order of the British Empire, but he gave it back because the Brits were involved in the Nigerian Civil War. He was pretty pretty much a person unto himself, as we know. But he made it well. He made the mix work. And so I think that's kind of what I like. I like Whatever Gets You Through the Night, Richie. Great. Celebratory song. I also love this song, as a matter of fact. Woman.
Yeah. Also known as Mr. Beatles here on the Good Day.
Yeah, he knows all about the Beatles.
Was there ever a conspiracy theory that Yoko was behind his being shot, that she may have paid what's his name and hired him?
Not that I've ever.
I never heard that one before. Really? Where'd you get that?
It just popped into my head.
Mm. December 8th, 1980, shot in front of his New York City apartment. So that's a mind blower in and of itself, isn't it? 35 years. Yeah, thank you. Well, I was throwing an extra 10 in there. I don't know why. So let's all hold a good thought for the music, the pleasure that we've gotten from John Lennon. I always have thought that Imagine was the most profound song that he ever wrote. He had a lot of fun with some of the good stuff like this. He mimicked Ringo in a sense. That way, always much more serious than Ringo. You know, Ringo's coming to Boston a couple of weeks ago. I got a ticket for it the other day.
Cool. Yeah, you're like a concert goer.
A lot of fun. Yeah, well, we're having fun going to a lot of these concerts. It's good. Time to spread the wings, you know what I mean? All right, so let's hold a good thought for John Lennon as we think about his music and his contribution to world issues, as well as music.
In the news, what your heart calcium score tells you. This is Dr. Chamberlain called Keeping You Healthy Without the Dreaded Copay. There's a new study that says an inexpensive but chock full of radiation heart scan will tell you your risk of a heart attack in the next decade. Its advocates say it's a great way to de-risk people so they don't have to go on long-term meds like statins to prevent heart attacks. The scan looks at the amount of calcium in your coronary arteries. High is bad, zero is better. DCOC advice: the best screening tests don't do you any harm and ultimately help you live longer. As of yet, no one has proven this calcium heart scan does this. Apart from the radiation risk, I worry that this scan will tell you something's wrong when it's not, meaning you'll end up getting tests or treatments you don't need. If offered this scan, think twice before jumping in the pool. This is Dr. Chambers on call. If you want to laugh, catch my new video on how often single millennials wash their sheets. It's on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No.
I would like to hold.
34 yeah. minutes past the hour. Doug Steffens,
right.
Good day.
All right.
Yeah.
Doug's chewing peanuts.
Do the Heimlich maneuver for Doug because everyone
eats down.
Peanuts.
I'm all right though now.
No, you'll still cough, choke, and
no, I'll be fine.
He's going to be
Thank
okay. I can tell. He's
for
clear.
Being concerned. Yes, I'm clear. All right. I have made. I'm clear. Thanks to Jennifer Warren, Rich McFadden,
yes,
and Kenny Kessler.
Let's take all your peanuts.
I am clear about one thing. I have made a decision, and seeing as this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, I can make this decision. I will no longer, under any circumstances, at any time, talk about any shootings. The Arizona University shooting in Flagstaff, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about these people. The idea, you may remember, if you were listening yesterday, I took off sort of a rant. That's what Jennifer and Richie and Kenny call it when I spend time in thought-provoking discussion. They call it a rant. My rant yesterday, my rants this week have been mostly about the TPP and how it's going to kill American family farming.
Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Right. But several of my mini-rants have been about...
A lesser rant.
Yeah, lesser rants have been about this damnable news media in this country and how they glorify the people. I think there was a trail, Kenny, correct me if I'm wrong, that I went through to establish the reason I didn't want to do this, because there was a study I think I even cited. I don't have it in front of me, but I do remember.
We had a guest on talking about how the media covers right. the shootings.
And what happens as one person reads or sees the profiles and the coverage that comes from one who gets all this attention, whether they're dead or alive at the end of the story, it becomes a motivator, becomes a reason for them to go out and do their damage.
Well, the guy in
Oregon. So I'm not going to play into that.
The guy in Oregon was quoted as using the guy who shot the two reporters
right.
as
that was the reason. That was a process. That was a plan. So I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not talking about them. So you want to get that information from somebody, go somewhere else, because they're not going to be here. What I find...
By the way, Bill Bennett covers it all day long.
Good.
If you like
yep. to right. Yep. Check it out, Bill.
He's got it for you.
And if he doesn't have it, Imus will have it. But they will. I guarantee they don't have it on the Wall Street Journal report. That won't be there.
No.
I will say the one good thing before we move... No, I like to find silver linings.
Yes,
and I think the one good thing about the, or one good thing to come out of this Oregon shooting is the fact that the sheriff came out and said, look, we're going to say his name once and that we're never going to say it again. And I feel like the news media, even though they've, in newspapers I've seen the name, I feel like the news media, and I know we have here specifically not mentioned that guy's name, and maybe this will be the lesson that we take that'll change things a little bit. Hopefully.
Spencer Stone, I would much rather talk about him, even though not in the context of the
story.
Today.
Yeah.
It is weird.
Who's this?
Spencer Stone was the U.S. Air Force person who was responsible with the other two Americans for getting that terrorist off the train a month or so ago.
When
was it?
Right.
It was in the summer. I don't remember when it was, but it was a couple
of... It was in August.
Yeah.
It was August.
Okay.
Yeah. So now he's in a... he got stabbed then. He got stabbed again last night in a bar in Sacramento. And nobody seems to know why or who stabbed him. You see pictures of him, his face kind of cut up. Police are looking for two men. Officials say the stabbing isn't terror-related. It has nothing to do with his hero moment in France. He's in serious condition in the hospital. Isn't that... How? What? Why? What's going on?
I know.
With that.
So it makes you wonder, did he break something up? Did someone target him? Lots going on. I mean, the good news is he'll make it, so maybe he'll be able to shed some light on it. But
yep. Which is more than we can say for Kevin McCarthy. He's not making it. He's done. Put a fork in him.
No, he's still the House Majority Leader. I mean, he's still a powerful...
I bet you he'll lose that because of what's going on. I'll bet you he's done with that.
He's done.
He's done.
When his term is up.
I see him stepping down from everything.
Yep. Yep. Done. Finished. Adios.
What's the point, though, at this part? You're already embarrassed. You made a huge gaffe on Hannity. Then you had your personal life under attack. At that point, what else do you have to lose? Why would he step down?
I don't understand why these guys feel like they can cheat.
Why be embarrassed by losing?
And this is alleged. This is a weird story, though. If you missed it, Kevin McCarthy, who pulled his name out of the running for Speaker of the House, was linked to this woman, Renee Ellers. She's a congresswoman.
Oh, no, it's because he said Hearings were all
me too. I mean, there's a lot going on here. But Renee Ellers is a congresswoman from North Carolina. Both of them are married. And the update was put on his Wikipedia. Well, it was put on their Wikipedia page. And when tracked, because you can track who updates Wikipedia, it went back to the Department of Homeland Security.
How sweet.
How weird is that?
Well, it just shows you that's the other side of this, where Snowden was right. What business have they got following who he's having an affair with?
Or where they hacked. I mean, that's
what business? This is how bad this is. That's the other side of this coin. Thank heavens he had the affair. Now we know more about what the NSA is doing. One could argue. Let's see what the Russians are up to.
I just hope Newt Gingrich takes his place.
Yep. Oops. The Russians are saying, oops. Oops. We made a mistake.
Oops.
So the U.S. military has leaked word that four Russian cruise missiles that were supposed to be aimed at Syria somehow or other landed in Iran. It's very difficult for one to understand. Is that because their technology is that bad? It's unclear where the missiles ended up or what kind of damage they caused.
Why would Russia bomb Iran? They're friendly.
Maturity. Russians never used these kind of missiles before. This was their first trip.
That asked Russia to come in.
Iran is, yeah. Yeah, Iran and Russia are working together to keep Assad in power.
They want this.
The Russians
like
said,
little
no, no, no. Yet, yet, yet. Deny, deny, deny. But the missiles are there. That's one thing we have that's good. Those satellite imagery that goes around the earth. You can see everything everywhere. Anyway. But the Russians say the U.S. is using this. We didn't really do this. They're starting a psychological war with us. Yeah. In case you missed it, Syria is also where the U.S. is heading a coalition to defeat ISIS. So there's two people trying to, or more than two units trying to get rid of ISIS. But it's kind of a cluster, you know what? Excuse me.
What?
What a mess. I think that's just, that's all. Who was it that told us that, Kenny? Well, I guess you said that to me the other day when I was going through, I went through this litany of things. I went on for 4 or 5 minutes, and Kenny says, what a mess.
Yeah.
That was pretty much it. Reminds me of my conversations with Meredith. Every once in a while, I'll go off. And last night, I spent a couple of hours sort of studying life, and I sent her a whole bunch of stuff, and you know, usually when it comes back, it's, oh, very interesting.
Like, please stop sending me this.
No, I don't think that would be the case. If she didn't want me to send it to her, she would say, I'm not interested, don't send it to me.
I'll do it for her.
Oh,
she's
good.
Not interested.
Thanks
please
very much.
Please stop sending it.
Yeah, good for you. That's nice. Okay, there's a debate and a discussion going on in this country about whole milk versus skim milk. The other day we were talking about this, and the complete study came out yesterday afternoon about this. It's starting a food fight in Washington. The focus is on whether the feds, goons that they are, should or shouldn't be telling you what you should eat or drink. So this has become the linchpin in the discussion. Every 5 years, those phonies at the USDA update their official dietary guidelines to keep up with what they say is the latest science on healthy nutrition, really. So the guidelines being published, I believe, next month, they're being leaked a little bit here and a little bit there. So I got a little more because I'm a farmer and because the trade publications that I read are all over this because the government is once again wrong to the point that they even look like they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Milk in particular is becoming a focus of the debate. And this whole thing, these dietary guidelines, in my estimation, are counterproductive because they're usually old, out of date, misrepresented, and the information is mishandled. So the dietary guidelines, just for your information, have long recommended low-fat or non-fat milk over whole milk, which they say is higher in saturated fats. The latest draft sticks to that advice. That doesn't change. But there was an article this week in the Washington Post pointing out a growing body of scientific work that completely contradicts the conventional wisdom on milk. This comes from the European Journal of Nutrition, which found people who drink whole milk tend to weigh less, to have lower rates of obesity than those who use skim milk. Gee, I wonder why that is.
Shocker.
There is a lot of emerging research right now, says my Dairy Council book. What we do not know is that fat, is that fat is not the enemy. Fat is good for us. How many times have you heard Jack Stockwell tell us that we need fat in our system? We need fat in our brains.
Your brain,
good fat.
Your brain is built with what?
Fat.
Right. I eat an avocado every day.
And that's fat.
Yep.
It's the good fat.
Yep.
And so is the milk, the non-homogenized. I used to sell raw milk on my farm, and people enjoyed a quarter of the bottle was cream. And what you can do with that cream, or if you decide you want to mix it up, that's fine. The fat that's found in dairy is saturated fat, which may not be the best fat out there. There are other healthier fats like monounsaturated and polyunsaturated omega-3s. However, that's what the government says. But the research in Europe is exactly the opposite. So who do you believe? Who am I going to believe? Who do you think I'm going to believe? I'm going to believe the trade publications that follow this and the research that's done at Cornell University, for example, which is one of the great farm and dairy universities in our country. Some of the state land-grant colleges that are studying this and have for years. The House Agriculture Committee on Wednesday of this week had the Secretary of Agriculture and Health and Human Services in to discuss or explain the new guidelines. Members of Congress are fed up with hearing conflicting advice about diet and health. Representative Colin Peterson of Minnesota said, and he's a Democrat, let's get rid of these altogether. So, practical information on food. You know how close I am to this. The locavore movement is what's saving American lives and American food. And by God, we got to do something to make sure this Trans-Pacific Partnership deal doesn't go through, or a way of life in America will be gone. It's now in serious trouble. The American family farmer is getting it in the neck. And it's time we all decided, we all learned where our food needs to come from. It doesn't come from the supermarket. It doesn't come off of a truck. It comes out of the ground on American family farms. And I, for one, am disgusted at the way the government has, and in collusion with big ag business, is systematically trying to destroy the American family farm. That, my friends, is the truth. 46 past the hour on Good Day.
If you haven't seen Lumber Liquidators' incredible fall flooring deals, now is the time. It's the final days to save as much as 45% or more on all the latest hardwood trends. And it's your last chance to get $1 off select styles of premium Bellawood. Save 20% on stylish Woodlook tile. And get coupon savings on quality Dream Home laminate with pad included. Plus, more deals from 59 cents and 15-month special financing.
This is Tyson. Go to LumberLiquidators.com/weekdays for a chance to win $4,000 in flooring from Lumber Liquidators.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with four new products to provide families with optimal health and safety. Rowenta's Intense Pure Air Home Purifier is the first and only to filter over 99% of home pollutants and allergens while destroying dangerous formaldehyde. Available in two sizes, the four levels of filtration and patented nanocapture technology provide the healthiest air quality available to your family today. The Japanese technology in Airweave's bedding toppers provides the ultimate in sleep quality. The core material responds to your body so you can turn over easily while sleeping. Keep cool in the summer and warm in the winter because Airweave reduces body heat and moisture. Airweave is also a proud sponsor of the U.S. Olympic Committee and Team USA. Incipio's Performance Series cases for the new iPhone 6S and 6S Plus provide damage protection to your family's phones. Five case options allow a choice in protection levels. Available in a range of color combinations, Incipio's Performance Series gives your family's phones military-grade protection no matter what level you choose. Ooma's free crystal clear phone service requires the purchase of a Telo device. You'll need high-speed internet access and a regular phone. You just pay applicable monthly fees of about $4. Voicemail, call waiting, caller ID, and 911 service are included. It protects, too, by integrating with the Nest line of smart thermostats and smoke detectors. Ooma's been ranked number one in home phone service 5 years running. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
Last season, Undateable went where no other sitcom dares.
In front of everyone. Live!
Viewers and critics were blown away.
Do I feel a hug coming on?
Now, Undateable will be live all season long in a totally new TV experience where viewers make suggestions live during the show on social media.
I feel like this wasn't in the script.
It's not just live, it's alive. TV's only live sitcom premieres in a one-hour event. Undateable Live, tonight on NBC.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Your local pharmacist is also a HealthMart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her HealthMart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
All right, from the Statistic Department of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 47% of black Americans say they know somebody who has been fatally shot.
Crazy.
Isn't that amazing?
Say that again.
19% have lost a family member. 47% of black Americans say they know somebody in their circle of friends who has been fatally shot. And 19% of black American families have lost a family member to violence.
I'm a white guy.
My God. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You don't think so.
How do you know?
Why would you be here?
Why did you ask me?
Can't I be curious?
About what?
Do you ever answer questions?
To you?
I am just a poor boy, though my story's seldom told. I have squandered my resistance. Poor pocket full of mumbles, such are promises.
A fabulous cover of this song, in my opinion.
All lies in jest, still a man here.
I don't really know much about Colin Linden. Can you? What do we need to know about him?
I had never heard of him before this.
Yeah. I remember hearing this because in the movie Intolerable Cruelty, I remember hearing it sort of on the side. I don't remember why.
But listen, it can folk.
Yeah, listen to it, Richie.
In the quiet of a railway station, running scared.
It's from the number one movie this week in 2003, Intolerable Cruelty. Who was in this beside George Clooney? Anybody remember?
Does it matter?
Jennifer.
Hello.
He's taken now.
Whatever. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's a good movie. And you got a couple other clips, don't you, Richie?
I assume you're a carnivore.
Oh, Mr. Massey, you have no idea. You didn't ask me to pick me up. You could be disbarred for that.
Maybe I'm reckless.
All right, so I'm trying to remember who she is. Why do I not remember? Anybody remember?
No.
Who is she, Kenny? Do you know?
I don't remember.
Mm.
Kenny.
Richie's going to go to IBM.
What's
IBM or whatever it is.
Already.
It's called Intolerable Cruelty.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you checked that out?
Remember the movie.
Yeah. Well, we pause and then we'll go through the movies that are...
Jones.
Who was it?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh.
Okay.
That girl.
Good. Yep. Yep. Okay. We will pursue Movie Moments Truckers off today. We'll go through a list of the movies coming out this weekend. Interested in knowing more about the life of Steve Jobs, this may be your time. And speaking of time, it's 55 past the hour.
Last season, Undateable went where no other sitcom dares.
In front of everyone. Why?
Viewers and critics were blown away.
Do I feel a hug coming on?
Now, Undateable will be live all season long in a totally new TV experience where viewers make suggestions live during the show on social media.
I feel like this wasn't in the script.
It's not just live, it's alive. TV's only live sitcom premieres in a one-hour event. Undateable Live, tonight on NBC.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, so the Steve Jobs movie, biographical drama, directed by Danny Boyle, who did Slumdog Millionaire, written by Aaron Sorkin, who was responsible for The West Wing, The Social Network, Newsroom, that kind of stuff, opening in limited release today and wide next weekend. So who is interested in going to see this? I certainly would.
I am, for sure.
Yeah,
I would like to see it.
Yep.
Did I hear a rumor somewhere that it's a kind of a nasty movie about him and somebody's got it?
We talked about that earlier, but yeah. The people that I've heard have seen it said that it's actually a really good movie. So really? I don't know. Who knows?
All right. Also released today, Samurai Cop 2. Yeah. Deadly Vengeance.
Yeah. Get
what in the world? Is that
That's
just
where
more?
Chuck is. He's waiting in line.
In My Father's House, a documentary that focuses on Che Smith. You'd know more about him than I, you two.
good luck. Who's that?
Rhyme. It sounded to me. I thought he was a rapper. No?
I don't know.
I don't know who it is. Probably shouldn't talk about it. Right. I don't know who it is.
The Samurai Cop 2 movie?
Yeah.
Got funded through Kickstarter.
No, really?
Cool. Awesome.
Oh, that is cool. Yeah. All right. So anyway, a bunch of... I want to go see the Pawn movie. The one about the chess players. That looks like a good movie to me. Anybody been to see it?
No.
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
No.
A lot of people are going to go see Pan. The Peter Pan movie. With Jackman.
Yeah. Yep, yeah. And there'll be a lot, but I'll bet you number one will still be The Martian. What do you bet?
Probably The Martian is a great movie. Great movie.
Very, very good. We recommend it.
All I'm looking at the Kickstarter campaign for Samurai Cop 2, Deadly Vengeance, because you asked for it.
Right.
The long-awaited sequel to the cult hit Samurai Cop is finally here.
Mm-hmm. Opening on this date in 2000, let's see here, DreamWorks did Ants with Woody Allen, Dan Aykroyd, Anne Bancroft, Jane Curtin, Danny Glover, Gene Hackman. Wow. That's one of those animated shows, right? Ants?
Right. Yes.
Yeah, right. All right, let's see what else. On this date in 2012, Martin Short, Christopher Lee, Martin Landau, voices in Frankenweenie.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.